Hey everybody, it's just Abby today for another installment of our Real Talk series on Being Human is Weird. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today we're going to chat about what you actually, all caps, actually need. I mean, we're not going to talk about Maslow's hierarchy or anything like that. I mean, outside of the basics of food, water, and shelter. We'll start with what we as humans like to think that we need and what we pretend to need. Of course, our phones, technology, and constant use of those two things. We spend so much time on our phones. I do encourage you, if you are a doom scroller or someone who thinks you don't use your phone at all, to check your screen time. Just see, just get an idea of where you are. And we've talked about this before, but think of things that if you had that extra 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours in a day, what you would utilize that for. Our phone is not a need. It is a convenience. I understand that we need it for work, or we utilize it to prove availability to others and as a convenience. I totally understand that. But we do not need to scroll social media. Something else that we utilize a lot and we claim to need is, I'm using air quotes, junk and convenience foods. We don't need convenience foods. It's actually quite easy to find substitutes. And I hate to say that because I'm worried that people will just shut this off, but it is not impossible to make healthy decisions that are convenient. For example, fruit and veggies that can sit on the counter. Apples and bananas are not more expensive than a bag of Lay's potato chips. You can get 6 apples for the price of a family-sized bag of potato chips. Another thing is the latest and greatest clothing, shoes. This is a side track, but I heard recently that there are kids in schools getting bullied for their shoes having creases in them. So if your shoes are expensive and they look like they're being worn, you are a target for bullies. And that blows my mind. What kind of world are we living in where kids can't wear shoes to school without getting bullied? Anyway, more needs. TV shows, binge watching, streaming services in general. Really just things that waste our time so that we avoid doing things or working toward creating the best versions of ourselves. We utilize these things to pause or, like I said, avoid putting in any type of work to get to the other side. Now that we know what we don't need, but we'll continue to use, I'm not saying throw your cell phone into the ocean, unless you want to. Let's talk a little bit about things that we actually do need. Again, outside of the basics. Relationships. A lot of us struggle here. We have friends, but do you have friends? Do you have people that you connect with on a deep level? Do you have people that if you needed your shoe tied and you called them, they would drive to you to help you solve that problem? People that you can truly be 100% yourself with. A friend group or friends that maybe aren't that deep of a connection, but they share common interests. People that you could call and say, hey, let's go for a hike. Hey, let's go watch an old movie. Hey, let's go to a concert. Someone that you could call and enjoy a hobby or special interest with. If not, that's more normal than if you did, or more common. But you can join a group. There are different websites like Meetup, Eventbrite. So you know that you're at least meeting other individuals who have that common interest with you. Making friends as an adult is very difficult. This is a way to kind of segue into it. You could actually comment on someone's Instagram or Facebook. You find them interesting. You like something that they're doing, a project that they're working on. You know, they're a baseball fan too. I think Carrie said that her partner Andy does this. He meets people online in an appropriate and safe way and builds connections with them. Another thing that I'm sure you knew would get brought up is taking care of your body. We start by sleeping. We need, all caps, we need 7 to 9 hours of sleep. That is science. That is neuroscience, so brain science. Yes, you can do fine on less. Maybe you say, no, I only need four. I only need five. Okay, fine. You need four or five to survive, but humans need 7 to 9 to function optimally. Again, you can do fine on less, but you need more. Movement. I work with a lot of people who are in their late 20s, early 30s, and they complain about getting out of bed. Like, oh God, it just feels like I got hit by a bus, or I'm really sore. I can't even sleep right anymore. My neck hurts, my shoulders hurt, my back, my knees. That, for someone only a quarter of the way, potentially through their life, is not good. That shows us that we are not moving enough during the day. So it is important to get some sort of daily activity in. It does not have to be some sort of gym session. Just moving, gardening, house chores, carrying a laundry basket, getting outside, wiggling around, something that over the course of the day adds up to, excuse me, several minutes. And then we have, of course, nutrition and water. So fruits, veggies, whole grains. How many of these do you get in an average week? Are you someone who eats one apple a day every day and you think, okay, no, I'm good on fruit? Or do you get a variety of fruits and veggies in throughout the week? They can come from a can, definitely, but if canned corn is your main veggie that you're having 3 days a week and that's it, it may be time to start exploring other options. It is always a good idea to incorporate more fruits and veggies into your diet. Whole grains, healthy fats, lean proteins, things like that. Check in with yourself. How many fruits, veggies, and whole grains are you eating on a weekly basis? How can you increase it? And I'm so sorry, but veggie chips do not, nor will they ever, count toward a serving of veggies. An easy rule that I like to tell members and some of my personal training clients is aim for 3 meals. One big ass salad or stir fry, so you're getting plenty of veggies, and snack on a protein source and fruit. And you'll hit, again, using air quotes, requirements very easily. You'll have a protein-packed, fiber-packed diet. It's pretty easy, not more expensive than a standard typical diet, and you'll feel better after a couple days. Another need that we have is mindfulness, being mindful, being present. Focusing on the here and now, knowing what's going on around us, learning about ourselves, learning to process our emotions, sit with our emotions, build resiliency. And a lot of us run away from the self-help shit because that's what we call it and think of it as. It's just shit. I don't want to do that. I don't have time. We absolutely need to learn about ourselves so that when we age, we don't hate everything about everyone and then snap because we've been burying down emotions, unable to resolve conflict, holding on to that resentment. Stress kills people prematurely, period. So learn about yourself, learn about your needs, learn to communicate them. Visit everything on Dr. Natalie's page, Lake Huron Wellness. She posts videos every day with resiliency tips. They are invaluable. I cannot recommend doing things like that enough. It takes 2 minutes a day to learn these things. Things like yoga, if you're interested in it, deep breathing exercises once in a while, journaling, getting off of your phone. So taking time to go outside in nature with no distractions other than nature. Learning to process your thoughts, learning to process your feelings. It takes work and it's hard, but it's something that we need to do. We're kind of winding down here, so bear with me. Finding purpose. So doing things that we enjoy. It might be helping others in some way. It might be volunteering for a couple minutes here and there. You can even find remote opportunities to do this, but finding some sort of a purpose. It can be parenting. It can be being a partner. It can be sharing information for free to people, but just something that fills your cup. Accepting change is very difficult and very necessary. We need to learn to adapt and stop fighting change. It's going to happen regardless of whether or not we want it to. So, what if we start focusing on this is how things will improve with the implementation of this change? Here's what I'm looking forward to. Here is a positive. Maybe it's an opportunity to step back and put your hands up in there and say, okay, this is where I start putting boundaries in. This is the time for me to start caring about myself and taking time for myself. We put a lot of time and effort into trying to control things that we cannot control and end up very frustrated. Last but not least, asking for help. I wish so badly that all of us who think we can do everything by ourselves because we have forever can continue on that path. But you've done that for too long. It's too difficult. It brings too much stress. Ask for help. If you need help doing the dishes, if you need help doing the laundry, if you need help with a task at work, if you don't know something, ask questions, ask for help. Talk to Carrie and I. Seek free resources, but it is okay to take care of yourself and give yourself what you need. If you are with us and believing being human is weird, then like, subscribe, share, all of those things that the kids are doing, and be sure to follow us on Instagram at Being Human Is Weird. That's where we're going to be sharing resources, inspiration, and news about our podcast.
And we would love to hear from you. So slide right into our DMs with questions, comments, and what you'd like to hear more of. And thank you so much for listening, Weirdos.